जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
परमेश्वराचार्य अश्वदर्शक श्री श्रीमद केजरीवान ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद के जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय कलिग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru Vansha Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Chayam Udireye. Nashtaprayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 14, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. We read first from verse 13. When it comes to 30th, we will read the shloka and translation. So I've been asked to read so text 13. Translation, I will directly read translation. O Bhimasena, tiger amongst men, now useful animals like cows are passing me on my left side, and lower animals like the asses are circumambulating me. My horses appear to weep upon seeing me. Just see, this pigeon is like a messenger of death. The shrieks of the owls and their rival crows make my heart tremble. It appears that they want to make a void of the whole universe. Just see how the smoke encircles the sky. It appears that the earth and mountains are throbbing. Just hear the cloudless thunder and see the bolts from the blue. The wind blows violently, blasting dust everywhere and creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere with bloody disasters. The rays of the sun are declining and the stars appear to be fighting amongst themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mine are all perturbed. Butter no longer ignites fire. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? The cows do not suck the tits of the cows, nor do the cows give milk. They are standing, crying, tears in their eyes. And the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing grounds. The deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. These signs indicate that this will no longer be. O Brahmana Shaunaka, while Maharaj Yudhishthir, observing the inauspicious signs on the earth at that time, was thus thinking to himself, Arjuna came back from the city of the Yadus, Dwarka. When he bowed his feet, the king saw that his dejection was unprecedented. His head was down and tears glided from his lotus eyes. Seeing Arjuna pale due to heartfelt anxieties, the king, remembering the indication of the sage Narada, questioned him in the midst of friends. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, My dear brother, please tell me whether our friends and relatives such as Madhu, Bhoja, Dashara, Arha, Satvata, Andhaka and the members of the Yadu family are all passing their days in happiness? Is my respectable grandfather Shursena in a happy mood? And are my maternal uncle Vasudev and his younger brothers all doing well? His seven wives, headed by Devaki, are all sisters. Are they and their sons and daughters-in-law all happy? Text 28-29, translation purport. Are Ugrasena, whose son was mischievous Kansa, and his younger brother still living? Are Rudhika and his son Krutavarma happy? Are Akrura, Jayanta, Gada, Sharana and Shatrujit all happy? How is Balaram, the personality of Godhead and protector of the devotees? Purport. Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas, was situated somewhere near present New Delhi, and the kingdom of Ugrasena was situated in Mathura. While returning to Delhi from Dwarka, Arjuna must have visited the city of Mathura, and therefore the inquiry about the king of Mathura is valid. Amongst various names of the relatives, the name of Rama or Balram, eldest brother of Lord Krishna, is added with the words, the personality of Godhead, because Lord Balram is the immediate expansion of Vishnu Tattva as Prakasha Vigraha of Lord Krishna. The Supreme Lord, although one without a second, expands himself as many other living beings. The Vishnu Tattva, living beings, are expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are qualitatively and quantitatively equal with the Lord. But the expansions of the Jiva Shakti, the category of the ordinary living beings, are not at all equal with the Lord. One who considers the Jiva Shakti and Vishnu Tattva to be on an equal level is considered a contained soul of the world. Sri Rama or Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. Baladev acts as the spiritual master of all devotees, and by his causeless mercy the fallen souls are delivered. Sri Baladev appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu during the advent of Lord Chaitanya, and the great Lord Nityananda Prabhu exhibited his causeless mercy by delivering a pair of extremely fallen souls, namely Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. By His divine grace only, one can approach the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And thus Sri Balaram is the mercy incarnation of the Lord, manifested as the spiritual master, the servitor, the savior of the pure devotees. Text 30. Now we'll read this verse. Pradyumna sapavrishninam sukhamaste maharatha gambhirayo aniruddho vardhate bhagavan uta pradyumna sarvavrishninam sukhamaste maharatha gambhirayo aniruddho vardhate bhagavan uta pradyumna sarvavrishninam sukhamaste maharatha gambhirayo aniruddho vardhate bhagavan uta Pradyumna, Pradyumna, a son of Lord Krishna, Sarva, all, Vrishnina, of the members of the Vrishni family, Sukham, happiness, Aste, are in, Maharatha, the great general, Gambhira, deeply, Raya, dexterity, Aniruddha, Aniruddha, a grandson of Lord Krishna, Vardhate, flourishing, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Uta, must. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. How is Pradyumna, the great general of the Vrishni family? Is he happy? And is Aniruddha, the plenary expansion of the personality of Godhead, faring well? Purport. Pradyumna and Aniruddha are also expansions of the personality of Godhead, and thus they are also Vishnu Tattva. At Dwarka, Lord Vasudev is engaged in his transcendental pastimes along with his plenary expansions, namely Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and therefore each and every one of them can be addressed as the personality of Godhead, as it is mentioned in connection with the name Aniruddha. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तकम्। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So I do once only. Some devotees do three times. So here in this verse we can see Maharaj Yudhishthir, he is witnessing so many bad omens. I mean, he's trying to decode them in his own ways, trying to understand what are these symptoms, what are these different omens. He had not expected such things, that this thing will happen to him. And we can see the life of Maharaj Yudhishthir right from beginning of his childhood. It was a very difficult time, right? He was almost fatherless. His mother, she maintained all the five children with so much of anxiety, protecting them from all dangers, protecting them from other cousins, gave them so much wisdom. And Yudhishthir Maharaj had been so much virtuous, so many good qualities, ocean of good qualities. He never dreamt of doing anything wrong to anyone. He was considered to be Dharmaraj Yudhishthir, son of Dharmaraj. His whole life was based on dharma, right? He was so pious, and he was not ready to fight. This Kurukshetra war, he was not ready to fight. But because dharma has to be established, Krishna inspired them to fight Pandavas, and they had to fight. And even after that war, when Lord Krishna took Yudhishthir Maharaj to meet Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma Pitama was another Dharma personified, and he was going to speak on Dharma in his last days. And here Dharmaraj Yudhishthir is asked to come and hear about Dharma from Bhishma Pitama, his their great grandfather. And he was ready to hear. He didn't say, "What is this? I am Dharmaraj. I don't need to hear from anybody." But still, to go more deeper in the intricacies of Dharma, he was ready to hear. He was not proud of his learning. And when he went, he was so humble. He heard everything about Dharma from Yudhishthir Maharaj. And in fact, he was repentant. He was repentant about this war, this such massacre which had happened just few days before. And he took the complete blame on himself. He is not saying that it is because of Kauravas they are at blame. We had to fight because they were not ready to negotiate. He said that all this massacre happened because of me. And although he was fatherless, he had to take the responsibility of being a father of the entire world. He had to become a king of the entire world. King is like a father to entire world, nation, state. It is a big responsibility. And he took it, he thought that all this massacre happened, all these people died. Even animals died, horses, camels, elephants. They died. I'm responsible for them. It is not only the human beings, but even the animals. He's considering them as his own praja, his own subject. That is the consciousness of Yudhishthir Maharaj. He was so much broad-minded. And after the war, when Dhritarashtra and Gandhari were staying, they were old. They could not go anywhere. They were blind. He took care of them for almost 35 years, right? It is mentioned here. More than 3 decades he took care of their old uncles and aunt, who in fact tried to kill all the Pandavas. And Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, they were in the power. They tried to exterminate Pandavas. So many life-threatening calamities, incidents. But when Yudhishthir came in power, he is protecting them. He is so grateful to them. He was telling that when we were young, we were protected by our uncles. He was so much grateful towards them, even they were trying to kill them. So that is the quality. We can try to see how much he was so virtuous. And that is because he was so deeply rooted in his own consciousness, in his devotion to Lord Krishna. Because when somebody develops that spiritual vision, he can see the connection with everyone. He can see that connection that all living beings are part and parcels of Lord Krishna. They are connected with Krishna. And being a king, it is my responsibility to take care of them. So Yudhishthir Maharaj had that kind of consciousness, extremely broad-minded, accommodating everyone. And therefore, a person who has such broad mind nature, he is seeing everyone as a spiritual being with a spiritual vision. Overpopulation is not an anxiety. When you love people with spiritual vision, overpopulation is not an anxiety. Usually people worry about so much overpopulation of human beings or the animals or even the trees. It is because of our weak-mindedness, our lack of understanding, seeing the complete picture. When somebody is having that consciousness, one can accommodate all different types of people of different natures. It is not an anxiety. It is a great opportunity to serve more people, to handle so many different types of people, their nature, different talents. One has to really go out of way to accommodate everyone. So that type of consciousness is exhibited by Maharaj Yudhishthir. And we can see that Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was so much learned, he had heard so much about Dharma in his life. Throughout his life, wherever there is an opportunity, he was learning always. He was trying to upgrade his consciousness. And somebody was saying a few days before that Yudhishthir means one who is even steady in Yuddha. Even in warfare he was steady. He fought the war, but during that war also he was steady, he was following Dharma. It was not that he was indiscriminately killing people just to win the war. Even at that chaotic situation when there are screaming going on, there are animals screaming, there are so much sounds of the people, the drums and all, so much dust is flying around. That is the scene of Yuddha, warfare. Even at that situation, in those situations, he was steady. He was not deviating from his path of Dharma. That is the name of Yudhishthir. As a martial warrior, he was steady. And even as a spiritual warrior, he was steady in his convictions, in his following Dharma, in his practicing Dharma, not giving up the faith in the Supreme Lord. Because sometimes there may be kind of calamities or difficult situations which may arise in our lives. And first thing happens is that we keep the bead bag aside. We think that this bead bag is the cause of all problem. I'm chanting and all the problems have started. But that is the greatest time. That is the testing time. When our faith should become more stronger. Because ultimately, all the situations in this material world are temporary. They keep changing. Sometimes good situations, sometimes bad. And these situations will sometimes put us in some happy mood or sometimes in distressful mood. But these situations always keep changing. And one goes through so many various types of insecurities. Right? Financial insecurity. I have to earn money. I have to accumulate more. Because if I don't have money, then what will happen? I will not be able to survive. I will not get any food. Food insecurity. Health insecurity. Whether I will have good health or not. So I have to eat. And I don't mind killing animals because I have to survive. I have to have healthy life. That is the health insecurity one is having. And because of that one forgets the real dharma. That this is sinful. Killing animals, eating them for our health is sinful. Yesterday Shivarampu was telling that there is some judgment was passed or something, that cow killing or something, allowing cow slaughter in the country, in the land of dharma. And these are the High Court or Supreme Court judgments. So we can understand where Kali Yuga is taking us. The more we go away from the guidelines given in the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. To that degree, we will get more affected, will remain unstable. There will be a lot of insecurities. Health, medicines, food, organizational insecurity, social insecurity, whether I will have social status or not. So many insecurities one is going through. And these are deep down within the core of one's mind. And they surface out many times. And they scare a person. They scare the spirit soul, which is eternal, which is fearless. They scare him so much that one feels depressed. One gets anxiety because of all these various types of insecurities which arise because of the bodily conception of life. I'm this material body. I have to maintain myself. What will happen to me? I will become old. Old age insecurities, people go through so many anxieties. I don't want to get old. But can we stop old age? We cannot stop. Whatever we may try, everyone will have to go through that phase. Unless somebody dies early in the young age. But birth, old age, disease and death, these are the realities of the life. And one should not remain in the denial stage. The more one is in the denial stage, one will get more afraid. One has to make the solutions for these problems. And what is the solution? What is the solution for these problems which we cannot avoid? The solution is to go more deeper, to understand our real self, to take the process of Krishna consciousness more seriously. Krishna consciousness is an urgency. We should not wait when we become old, then we will take seriously. It is not going to happen like that. Old age problems are different. Prahlad Maharaj says that if we consider, if we have 100 years of life, then first 20 years they go in playing cricket and so many games and all. Childhood, Bala, Vasta, Krida, Satta. Children are playing, they are so much addicted to gaming. Even the elderly people also now getting into this gaming things. Last 20 years of life, one suffers from old age. So 40 years are gone. Out of 140 years are gone just playing and old age handling. And 30 years they go waste in sleeping. 30 years of our life we sleep if we consider 100 years. That's a big amount of time. We cannot avoid sleeping. We have to sleep. We cannot say that I will not sleep. I will not be able to kind of have a stability. 70 years of our life goes like that. And whatever is remaining 30 years is running after education, profession, house, wife, so family and so many other things. So where is the time for practicing Krishna consciousness? Time is not going to wait for anybody. And the situations of Kali Yuga are going to make things more worse. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, who was very steady, he had heard so much about philosophy, dharma. When this transition of yugas was taking place, this is the story of Dwapar Yuga. When Krishna was present with him, he was facing so many difficulties. Now Krishna has disappeared. He has left. He has gone back home. He's on board. He has completed his religion or the practice. He established the religion and he went back. And as soon as Krishna has left, Kali Yuga has set in. Kali Yuga has started. And Maharaj Yudhishthir is witnessing this transition. This change of yugas is witnessing through these symptoms, through these bad omens. He had not expected such things to happen. In fact, he had heard a lot about such things that Kali Yuga is going to begin. Somebody had kind of told some incidents about Yudhishthir Maharaj that Yudhishthir Maharaj observed somebody drawing the water from the well in a bucket, and that bucket of water he distributed in some other small pots. And when that water was again put in the bucket, it was less. It was not the same quantity of water. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was perplexed. What is this? This amount of water was put in these small pots, distributed, and now it we try to put it back, it is not the same. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was perplexed. What is this situation? So the explanation was given that you may try to invest in somebody. You try to give, try to take care of people, take care of children. You invest so much in the banks and everything. But when it is time to return, there is no equal proportion. It is always less. Then second thing he observed was that the fencing which was put around crops, fields, it was supposed to protect the field, these crops. It is eating that. The fence is eating the crops. So he was perplexed. What is this? That this fencing is supposed to protect his crops, but the fence itself is eating. So the explanation was given to him was that those who are supposed to protect, they will attack. Rakshak become bhakshak. Those who are supposed to protect, they are supposed to give security, they create the most dangerous insecurity. Isn't it? We have seen the great leaders have died because of their angarakshaks. Those who are supposed to protect them, they have killed them. So that is the Kali Yuga. These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And then one more thing he said, he observed, was there was some place where the elephant passed. Elephant was able to pass through it. But when it came to its tail, it got stuck up. So he was perplexed. Yudhishthir Maharaj was perplexed that, oh, what is this? This big elephant, all his body has passed, but small tail has got stuck up. So the explanation was given that in Kali Yuga, there are big scandals somebody does, they will escape easily. They will just get bail and just freed by the government. But one person, small person, does something, small thing, some 100 rupees of bribe or something, or whatever small crime, he will get caught. And it will be broadcasted all over. So the big people, they escape and a small person is caught. So these are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj had kind of got a glimpse of this Kali Yuga. That in this Kali Yuga such things are going to happen, but he had not yet experienced that. It was yet to come because he had complete faith that Lord Krishna is present. When Krishna is present, such things cannot happen. And when Yudhishthir Maharaj, he sent Arjuna to find out the welfare of Pandavas, Krishna, the Vrishni dynasties, the citizens of Dwarka, Arjuna went and he didn't come for almost 7 months. So he was in great anxiety. What has happened? And before he came, he started seeing all these symptoms. Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is very steady in the war, he got disturbed. Seeing these symptoms, he had not experienced, he understood, he was feeling that such is what is happening. He was perplexed, seeing these various omens. So we can understand that how Kali Yuga is powerful. That even the Yudhishthir Maharaj got disturbed. And he was trying to ascertain what may be the cause what may be the cause of these various bad omens which he had never expected. The dogs barking at him, his own horses shrieking at him. Deities appear to leave the temple and perspire. Why these all these things are happening? So, and we may wonder also that why these things are happening to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was so virtuous. He practiced dharma throughout his life. His aim, he has to leave now this material world at last stage. Why is getting tested so much? So much his faith is getting tested. His spiritual faith or the faith in Lord Krishna is getting tested. Why not very easy path even at the last stage of our life? So we must understand that Krishna is the supreme powerful person. He is supreme autocrat, Abhijna Swarat. What he will do to his devotees, we cannot understand. We have to be ready. It is a test of our faith. Our faith will get tested at every moment, at various stages of our life. And the difficulties are the kind of tests. In the difficult times, our taste, our faith will be understood. Whether we are able to handle this, whether our faith in the Supreme Lord gets tested, is changed or not. So therefore it is explained that the greatness of a personality has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. This is another provoking situation for Yudhishthira Maharaj. The various disturbances, natural disturbances. But still, he could finally come to that conclusion that yes, now Supreme Lord has disappeared. And now we are totally powerless. When Krishna gives power, even a small person can become very powerful. Right? Ordinary person, Krishna gives power. Even ordinary person can do very great miraculous activities, great achievements. But when Krishna takes away that power, even a great person is helpless. So therefore, Krishna consciousness means to understand, to acknowledge the power of Krishna. To acknowledge that our power is coming from Krishna. Our ability to speak, our ability to do services, to influence people, or so many talents are exhibited, intelligence, skills. It is all coming because of Krishna. But as soon as one becomes proud, Krishna is bound to take that power back. Because Krishna gives power to serve. If somebody uses the power correctly, then he can serve in a greater capacity. But if somebody misuses that power, then that power will be taken away. Sooner or later that power will be taken away. One should know that. And Krishna does not give power, complete power. He does not give complete power to anybody.
He gives little power. Little. Very little. And he sees what is, let me see what happens. And with that even little power, one can become so much puffed up and proud and start telling so many things, dictating everyone. Isn't it? Small power. What is our power? It is insignificant. But even that small power can influence. So therefore it is said that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? Therefore, one has to be very careful. As soon as one is given some position, that is the time one should realize that I need to take more shelter in the Supreme Lord. I need to be more grateful to Him. That it is all coming because of Him. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was very, very aware of this thing. He understood that yes, my power is because Krishna is with me. And as soon as I forget Krishna, I am helpless. I am powerless. And throughout his life, he was having that understanding. He was practicing, although he was ruling the kingdom, but in his heart, he was thinking about Krishna. He was fully Krishna conscious. He did all his responsibilities, all his duties on behalf of Krishna. And when Krishna is not there now, then what is the use of living? He had that kind of different level of insecurity. Our material insecurities are different. We feel insecure because we want to control, or we want to get more fame, name. We want to be recognized. We want to be accepted. If I don't have followers, then who will accept me? I need to have some kind of status in my life, social status and all. But for Yudhishthira Maharaj, being a king was a secondary thing. It was not the primary thing. It was a secondary duty. The primary duty was to become Krishna conscious. To maintain that faith, to remain even steady, even in the proper, in this kind of provoking situation. That is Yudhishthira. So his faith was tested. And therefore he is qualified to go back to Godhead. And therefore going back home, back to Godhead will be a very humbling experience. It will not be like somebody is very, I have achieved something and I march in the back to Godhead. It is not going to happen like that. We have to be extremely humble to receive the grace of the Lord. We don't achieve the grace of the Lord. Brajvihari Prabhu is very nicely explaining this very subtle nuance. Are we achieving the grace of the Lord, or are we receiving the grace of the Lord? Are we taking the grace, or are we, the grace is given to us? Achieving and receiving, there is a lot of difference. We achieve because of our talents, our skills, our power. But we receive because it is gracefully given. When somebody sees that you are a qualified person, you have now virtuous qualities, that grace is given to them. So going back home, back to Godhead, will be very humbling experience. One has to be very humble. One has to ultimately give up all these various designations. And therefore, the calamities of this material world cannot be stopped. We cannot tell Kali Yuga that please stop now, I cannot handle. I want to practice Krishna consciousness in a very simple way, very humble way. Kali Yuga is going to influence everyone. We have to be very careful. Yesterday he was telling just about the cows. The cow killing is becoming legalized. So sad to hear this. And then another verdict Supreme Court is coming up with is adultery is not a crime. It will not be considered as a crime. It is so sad. Of course, there are a lot of different intellectual people, they are also debating about it. But such things are going on in the country. Animal slaughter, drinking, killing, gambling. It is becoming legalized. Those problems are not solved by just entertaining people. By allowing whatever they want to do. Because there is kind of intrinsic problem within. The person has not understood the goal of life. He is not focused on his real self. Therefore, he is trying to find out that kind of security externally. When somebody becomes more focused, goes more deeper in spirituality, one will realize that life is simple. Our soul is very powerful. We can live a simple life. We don't need to have very extravagant, opulent, stressful life. Because the soul is eternal. Supreme Lord is eternal. And the connection between the Lord and the living entity is eternal. That is never lost. The material things will be taken away. Our wealth will be taken away at death. Our health will be taken away. All the assets, all the people we have to leave. But what we can take with us, that is the devotional service. Whatever we earn in devotional service, that is our permanent asset. That is never going to be taken away from us. And that should give us complete security. We should feel completely secure if we have faith in these things. In the faith in the process of devotional service. We should not feel insecure at any time. Even whatever may be lost, material things will be taken away. We should not worry about it. But if our faith is taken away from the process, that is the greatest loss. We should worry about that. That our faith in the process of Krishna consciousness is not taken away. And material energy will try to disturb that faith. When somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, material energy is so powerful that how to disturb our faith in the process, how to take a person away from the association of devotees. That is the job of material energy. Therefore, one should remain more steady, like Yudhishthir Maharaj. He was steady. He understood that this kind of problems are coming. Kali Yuga is now coming so quickly. But what is the solution? He understood, now my time is up. I have to quit now. He quitted in a different way. Dhritarashtra quitted in a different way. So the difficulties what devotee faces are different. They are not ordinary. The anxieties, the insecurities. The Kali Yuga is an ocean of insecurities.
But what is the solution? The solution is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kale Doshane De Rajan Asti Eka Mahanva Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramraja. Therefore the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is a simple process, and when somebody takes the process seriously, one will be able to cross over this mortal ocean. Hare Krishna. I think time is up. My time is also up now. So I need to quit now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krankara Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.